Welcome to Short Vard on Parshas Vayeshev and Shabbos Chanukah. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. I saw in the memoirs of Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, he brings down a fascinating story that happened to him after World War II, after the Holocaust, when he was in the DP camps under the Allied control. One day, the rabbi of the DP camp asked Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky if he would be able to speak at an event. He told him the event would take place in a fancy hall somewhere, and he wanted Rabbi Yaakov to speak. Rabbi Yaakov inquired further, and he said they were printing the first Shas, the first Gemara after the Holocaust, and there was going to be a big celebration. It was being printed by the Joint and the Allied forces, and they wanted everyone to see it. And they asked him if he could speak. So he said to them, like, you know, I'm not really comfortable. I don't even have normal clothing. Why can't we just have it in the dining room here in the DP camp? Why does it have to be at some fancy hall? And the rabbi shared something amazing. The rabbi said, actually, it was taking place in the exact same hall. Hitler first shared his Mein Kampf, his notorious work, of his delusional work of his ideas or his concepts in the world. And they felt that it would be so impressive that in the same place where Hitler shared the doctrine of hatred, that he wanted to kill all the Jews and annihilate them, in that very place, that's the place that they were celebrating the very first Shas, the very first Gemara. It was being printed for the She'eris HaPleita, the remnants, the firebrands of World War II. And Rabbi Yaakov acquiesced, and he got up and he spoke. And he quoted Rashi in the beginning of this week's Parsha. Rashi says that at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, it lists the long family lineage of Esav. And Rashi says, Mashalama davar davar, this is going to be compared to a pechami. A pechami is a blacksmith, and he's standing outside. And all of a sudden, he sees a pishtani, a fellow carrying massive mounds of flax. And he's taking it down an alleyway. And this pechami, this blacksmith, wonders, where is this fellow going to put all the flax? It's not even going to fit down the alley. But a smart fellow next to him says, no worries. One spark from your smithy can burn the entire thing. So too, says Rashi, Yaakov saw all these many, the myriads of descendants from Esav that are written previously. And he said, how can we ever overcome them? How can we ever conquer them? So I think in the beginning of this parsha, it says, Ela tovlas Yaakov Yosef, that the descendants of Yaakov is Yosef. And it says that Beis Yaakov is Esh, Yaakov is like a fire, Yosef is Lahava, Yosef is a flame, and Esav is Kashtanavi, he says in Avadya, that Esav is like straw. One spark comes out from Yaakov, from Yosef, and it destroys and it burns everything from Esav. And that's where Yaakov Galinsky shared. He said, listen, you know, they thought they could destroy us. He wrote this book, this doctrine that, you know, the Jews had to be, were the vermin and they had to be destroyed. But look, he says, one small spark, one nitzitz, one little spark left over, one remnant of Klal Yisrael. And look, everything, all the ideologies, everything is gone. And obviously the people that were there were very inspired. It was an emotional and wonderful moment. I was thinking, Lamaisa, during this Yantiv of Hanukkah, it's very similar. When you go walk past a Yiddish person's window, especially the first night of Hanukkah, there's one light for each person, one, maybe two lights you see, there's a few people in the house, see five lights, little tiny flickering light. You look at the world around us, and it's all lit up with all kinds of things, literally for false ideologies. But we have to understand that the little tiny flickering light, the spark of what we have, is so much more powerful than all the lights and all the radiance and all the wattage out there. Because the light of Klal Yisrael is Nitzchias, it's the Le'er Hashem Nishmas Adam, and that light continues to endure and to overpower all other lights. Wishing you a Freilich and Chanukah and a wonderful good Shabbos.